And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino. He's David Deal, as the Giants are getting ready to play the Buffalo Bills, and they're coming off a win. The Giants are, David. How about that?
It's very nice. You had a long weekend for the New York Giants. Build some confidence, but I know that they were excited to get back to work on Monday and get things ready for this weekend, because they know how important it is to be on the X's and O's this weekend on the road in a hostile environment in Buffalo.
All right, let's get to our Geico news update. In 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. And we're going to make Victor Cruz today's update. Why? Because Coach Coughlin says he's going to be limited as they try to work him in to make his season debut.
I think it's very exciting for the Giants offense to have him back on the field. Obviously, we're all still waiting to see if he's going to get the thumbs up to play on Sunday, because he is going to be needed this weekend to take the attention away from Odell Beckham Jr. And they need to be efficient in the passing game, not only in third downs, but in first and second downs, to stretch the chains, because this defense is stingy against the run.
It would look like Nickell Roby would be the nickelback, or the guy who may cover Cruz in the slot. He's pretty good.
He's played very well this preseason and throughout the regular season. So you've heard great things coming out of there. But more importantly, I think it's the Giants that are excited about Victor Cruz. They're not worried about the coverage. They just need to get him on the field.
All right, let's take a look at the rest of the Giants' injury list. And again, as you heard Coach Coughlin talk about it, a lot of optimism here, because everybody except Fells and Cunningham are supposed to practice today.
It's exciting to have Robert Ayers back, another efficient defensive end who's going to have to maintain that discipline and control on the outside lanes against the quarterbacks. DRC, a press corner who can play one-on-one. I think Steve Spagnuolo is going to throw the kitchen sink at Taylor, trying to disrupt their offense, trying to give him different looks that he hasn't seen. And you have to have that cover corner, which DRC is the best on the New York Giants.
All right, so let's continue talking about the defense for a second, because Steve Spagnuolo was in Baltimore the last couple of years, where Tyrod Taylor was a backup quarterback for 4 years. I don't think anybody knows him better than Spags, and John Beeson looks like he's ready for some more action on Sunday.
Which is very important for the Giants defense to have John Beeson back as a veteran who can diagnose things pre-snap and communicate to the rest of the defense. But you made a great point. Steve Spagnuolo, his history, seeing Taylor in Baltimore the last 4 years, I know that he's going to throw different wrinkles. He's going to throw things pre-snap, whether it's moving coverages, whether it's blitzes. Steve Spagnuolo is going to do whatever he can to disrupt Taylor this weekend and make his weekend difficult. And I think he's going to do a great job at it.
Defensive coordinators always want to stop the run first. The Giants have done a great job in doing that. Washington had 80-something yards rushing the other day, which is the most anyone's had against the Giants so far this year, because they have been very stout.
That's very important for this. Greg Roman wants to get Taylor in the three and the five-step steps, get him into a tempo and get him comfortable. But if you shut down the run on those first and second downs, you're putting Taylor in the position that he does not want to be. He is not a max 5-7-step drop quarterback who can stretch the field, especially since we don't know what's going to happen with Sammy Watkins, who has still been hurt. So it's going to be very important to have that happen.
All right, now, when talking about this defense, you have to talk about the turnovers, because the Giants have been getting a bunch of them so far. You had Unger with his second pick against Washington, Prince had a pick, and then also Matt Jones wound up fumbling a ball through the end zone.
Those are huge on the road, momentum-building plays. Put it back on your side, take the crowd out of it, but most importantly, you give your opportunities to the offense to score, and you give them more snaps, which will wear down their defense. That's something that the Buffalo Bills have thrived on, is they've lived on their defense by getting in and off of the field, being on third and longs, getting off of those third and three and outs. But that's the biggest thing that they need to do moving forward.
David, let's flip it to offense for a second. And our Twitter question of the day, it comes from Joe BNYC, and he wants to talk about Reuben Randall, who had a breakout game, 7 catches on 7 targets for a 116, including a 41-yard touchdown against the Redskins.
I think that Reuben Randall understands how important it is for him to step up in this offense, to take the heat off of the other positions, to make the catches with the drops that he's had in the past. But also, Reuben Randall is playing for his NFL future. He's playing for a contract right now. He has to show that he is worthy to the New York Giants and to anybody to have a valuable player and wide receiver, regardless of injuries, regardless of sitting out of practice. You have to perform on Sundays when you're called upon.
Well, one of the ways the Giants can get the ball to Randall is by keeping Eli clean, and against the Redskins, no sacks, only 2 quarterback hits. Now, again, the rush blocking, not so great, only 84 yards on the ground. But, David, the pass protection's been more than adequate.
It really has, but it's going to be tested this weekend. Pugh and Newhouse on the edges in a loud, hostile environment. This is where the Giants' offense cannot be in third and long positions, because you will see Rex Ryan's defense, the front four, stand up, roam around, move in different places, because they feel they can create one-on-one matchups in their favor.
So a pass control type of scheme really is what the Giants are going to have to use, and it may be raining up in Buffalo.
It most certainly is. They're saying it's going to be wet and soggy. Ball control will be huge.
All right. Well, the Giants know one thing for sure. Rex Ryan and company, they are going to bring the house on the blitz. That former Jets coach, he loves to apply the heat. We'll talk more about the Bills when we come back after this. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. Well, the Giants are taking on a foe from the AFC East, but it's a road game. And, David, you've told me from playing there in the past, it could be a tough place.
This is a hostile environment in Buffalo. Obviously, there is a lot of history between the Giants and the Buffalo Bills. We all know about that, Paul. But this is one that you know that you have to work the silent count during the week, and you know Rex Ryan uses that to his advantage on third downs.
All right, well, let's continue talking about Rex for a second, because this is a guy who loves to apply a pressure package. Through the first 3 games of the season, they've had 2 sacks in each of those contests, and they also have a total of 19 hits on the quarterback.
Preparation is huge for this game, because you know Rex Ryan is going to throw the kitchen sink at you. He will blitz, he will show blitz and only rush 4, because he knows he can depend on the front 4 up in front. But the biggest factor is third down. You've got to make sure that you communicate and that you've watched every ounce of film going into this game, because you've got to point out the blitzes, you've got to point out the rushers, and you've got to do it in a quick manner of time, because what Rex Ryan will do is he'll try to do it with as less time left on the play clock to show.
Some of the other numbers to improve or impress you about: 74 yards per game rushing. We saw that during Coach Coughlin's news conference. That's number 1 of the league. And then 24 passes defensed this year also leads the NFL.
Well, they're lucky because they have the front four who can be disruptive where they can drop back in coverage. When you have Kyle Williams and Mario Williams and those guys up front, they make quarterbacks very uncomfortable. They make them move out of the pocket. They make them throw off of the back foot because of the pressure that is up the middle in those A-gaps right in their face, which makes quarterbacks throw off of their back foot, throw across the middle, which only creates the turnovers that they want on that side of the ball.
So, David, it's clear that the Bills' defense can cause a lot of problems for a lot of people, but what about on offense where Tyrod Taylor is one of those mobile quarterbacks? They call him T-Mobile up there in Buffalo, and he causes a lot of trouble with his feet.
He most certainly does, and I think Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, has put him in positions to win, not asking him to do too much, making sure he goes through his progressions before he uses his feet. But you said it the best. I think Steve Spagnuolo is going to throw something at him, Paul, and I think it's going to change the dimension of this football game. So if they can get hits on him, if they can disrupt him and maintain the discipline to keep him in the pocket where he can't get those 5-6 yard runs, I think that's where the defense of the Giants can create those turnovers.
Well, remember, it's only his fourth NFL start, and a few weeks ago against New England and Bill Belichick, they got to him 8 times with sacks. Now, LeSean McCoy and Carlos Williams provide a pretty good running combination.
They most certainly do. We'll see what the status of is LeSean McCoy. They're saying that he has a hamstring after going over the groin. But Carlos Williams is a big downhill runner who is dynamic inside the tackles. He isn't scared of contact. He can run through the arm tackles, but shows that burst and that big playability like he did against the Dolphins. So going into this one, it's going to be crucial that more than one person hits him and they wrap him up, because they've got to make sure they stop those yards after contact to make sure they put Buffalo in those third and long situations.
And we remember Rex always loved the ground and pound offense when he was with the Jets. So you think these guys will get a heavy dose of the football. And then passing wise, it's got to be Percy Harvin, because Sammy Watkins has a bad calf and it doesn't look so good for him.
Percy Harvin has played very well this season with the injury of Sammy Watkins. They've been moving him around, whether it's in the slot, whether it's outside. They're moving Percy Harvin in space, which is his best asset, because when he gets the ball in his hands, he is flat-out dangerous. And our corners, our safeties are going to make sure that he doesn't get behind him and keep him in front of him, because he has that top-end speed.
Yeah, good news for the Giants. DRC coming back off of that concussion. He's supposed to be cleared, and they're going to love to have him back there.
Paul, you said it perfectly. DRC is going to be one of the ones matched up one-on-one against Percy Harvin, especially if Steve Spagnuolo ratchets it up to blitz. So it's going to be a very key matchup in this game.
Now, Charles Clay comes over from the Dolphins, and this tight end so far with 12 catches for 144 and 2 touchdowns. But a number interesting here, 3 catches on the Bills' first 5 snaps from scrimmage last year. So Taylor clearly has a comfort zone with him.
He'll run the Y sticks. He'll run the shallow crossing routes. They use him as a big body to open up everything in this offense. So if you can get him going through the middle and draw that attention, it makes the linebackers sit up, and then they start hitting behind the linebackers in between those holes of the defense. So getting him going is a big part of their offense. So one-on-one matchups against linebackers is another key.
So now, if you're Spags, and I know you want to show a lot of stuff to confuse Taylor, but do you think you go with a heavy blitz or you try to play these guys straight up?
I think you have to be aggressive. I think we've seen in the past where laying back has not worked for the New York Giants. You've got to be on the aggressive. You've got to be on the attack. And I think that's the best way to get after Taylor, is make him uncomfortable, make him take the hits, and put him in third and long positions, which he is not the best at.
Good stuff, David, as always. And don't forget, we're here every Wednesday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time on MSG Networks for Giants Press Conference Live. Enjoy the game against Buffalo, everybody.